Welcome tonight, Lord God Almighty. Welcome tonight. Before we go, let's go before the throne room tonight. And let's invite the Holy Spirit in, because the Holy Spirit is the one that knows all things. And sometimes you study forth something, I know for me, and then based on what's going on in the atmosphere, everything will just change in an instance. So tonight we come before you, Lord God. And we say, Lord Jesus, we just thank you right now that your spirit is here. We thank you right now that we want you to be here, to come forth, to minister through us, that the nations and the people, every single person that come in contact with you will know that you are alive and you're not dead. We'll know that you're speaking today through your prophets, through your fivefold ministry, through your people who are kingdom people. It doesn't have to be have an office, but just to want to hear from you. You use anybody, Lord God Almighty. So because I know this and I know that, and I know that who you are, I don't know everything. But tonight I come and I bow before you. As a matter of fact, I could stand in the gap for every single person under the sound of my voice who is online tonight or will be online tomorrow or the next day or listening into the recording part of this tonight. And you know what? I just want to say, sometimes it's better to be on and to get it while it's fresh, because when you go back to listen to the recording, it's just something different about that. So whenever you can, just try to make it when we have these meetings, just try to make it that the Holy Spirit will come and minister to you through from the inside out. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Minister to your people right now. Put your hand over your heart. 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 And I just felt led by the Spirit to open up, open up. Our communion cup, this is your body. Your body that's been broken for us, Lord. It's been broken for us, Lord God. So we repent from all our sins, Lord. We ask you to forgive us from all our sins and all our unrighteousness, Father. And we come and we remember, Lord God. We remember that you broke your body on the cross for us. You were beaten. Oh, my God. Nobody, they couldn't even recognize you, God, for us, Lord. So we take this bread and we eat it. Oh, we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your broken body. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out your supernatural blessings upon us that we won't even have room enough to receive it. Now, if I speak, there's no interpretation. I'm honestly building up myself. And in the same manner, you took the cup. It represents your blood. And we drink. We said, this is a new covenant. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your blood. We come tonight and we cry, Lord, and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know, somebody. Thank you, Lord. I don't know. Yes, Jesus, go into every home, go into every heart. Touch, Lord, hallelujah. Touch by your spirit, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come and saturate the place, saturate the home, saturate the individual. Open up the eyes that they may be able to see, Lord. Minister to them from the inside out. Touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. Drive away everything that's not of you that's around and surround. Every spirit of attraction that is not of you tonight, God. Drive it back to the four corners of the earth. Holy Spirit of the living God, you're left back here to get the job done. Thank you. We are armed. We are armed. We are armed. We are armed, and we are placing your arm tonight, God. Hallelujah. Let your presence come now. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come now. Come now. Break. 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 Break every yoke of bondage, I pray. Season that heart, that it may be able to understand through the heart, and then it be able to go to the head and change all head knowledge. Touch the heart of man tonight, God. Touch. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You know, tonight is, we're ministering on the prophetic tonight, on prophetic training tonight. We minister on prophetic training tonight. And, you know, while I was studying, as a matter of fact, the Spirit of God just, or you know what? Let me say it, my spirit. I just felt in my spirit. We had already talked about generational curse in this subject that we're on. We talk about generational curse. But we need to get some more into it because I think a couple weeks ago, we are on deliverance, prophetic deliverance. And I know we talk about generational curse and all different kind of things in this curse business. And we talk about the curse does not come without a cause. Even Monday night, I was saying the curse does not come without a cause. So the curse does not come without a cause. And I remember I told you guys that I was reading from a book that I had, and I still have it, and I looked through it. And the book, you could get it, is The Finger of God. It's a practical manual for deliverance ministry. Now, you don't have to be a teacher to get this. You may go in and you may look it over and you may get a different insight from what I am giving. So we all need different insight. I'm not the only person that have information that could release. So you can't really just sit back and listen to one person. Plus, you have to have the Bible. And when you receive any information from anyone, no matter who that person is, you supposed to go in and you're supposed to check the information that was given, especially if your heart does not feel right. You know, like somebody says something and like, oh, you know. You know, you start wondering, okay, check, okay, check. Go open the Bible, check the Word of God. If it does not make any sense to you, whatever the person is saying, I suggest that you reject it. Like, for instance, if a person prophesied to you, okay, it doesn't matter if the person even prophesied correctly to you before, you may not know if the prophecy is correct. You may not know if it's correct. So I'm suggesting what you need to do is when you get that information, you take that information and put it on the back burner. What I mean by putting on the back burner, I mean, yes, write it down, because I write my prophecy down. If somebody prophesied to me, I write it down. And now, if I'm prophesying to someone, I may not write it down. The individual that I'm prophesying to should get a pencil and paper and write it down. And another thing, when you go to bed at night, okay, you should have paper and pencil next to your bed, or pen and paper next to your bed. When you get visions, some of them is just, you know, regular vision that you won't even remember next day. You may not even remember the prophetic visions, you know, maybe not. What you need to do is to get your pencil and paper and start writing it down. You get up and you ponder. You say, oh my God, what does this mean? You may not get the understanding right away. You talk to somebody. You may call me. You may call somebody else. You trust that. You think that could sit back and cipher it out with you. Know how to, like, what's that guy name? What's that one name? Was it Joseph? Yeah, it was Joseph. You read the book in Genesis about Joseph and Potiphar. Yes, Joseph was in the den and somebody remembered him and went and got him out. He was able to cipher dreams. You know what I mean? Find somebody who you could talk to and who could give you some kind of understanding. We all, please, I don't, we're not all arrived. Don't listen to everybody talk about, oh, we know this. No. The Holy Spirit is the only person knows all things, because you know why? He is getting the information from heaven and he's passing it over onto you. Why? Because you're in him and he is in you. Really? Jesus said, I am going to leave. Yes, he did. But when I leave and go back to the Father, I am going to send you a comforter. John 14, I think we talk about that on Monday night too, talks about this. It says, yes, and when the comforter comes, what is the comforter going to do? He is going to lead you. You need leadership? Go to the Holy Spirit, who is your guide. And he will lead you and he will guide you and he will show you things to come. If you go to Joel 2, he said, you will dream and you will prophesy. So dreams, anybody today that dreams, yeah, that's a lie. You can dream and it can come to pass. Some dreams are prophetic dreams. They have symbols. Your dreams have symbols, different symbols in your dream. If you dream about a cat, what does it mean? What does the biblical thing about a cat in the Bible mean? What does a cow mean? These are different symbols. If you do not know, call around, ask somebody, where can you go get a biblical book that you could look in the Bible that coincide with your Bible, not with man, but with the word of God, what these symbols mean. What does Daniel mean? What does Daniel mean with revelation? What does it mean? What's going on today in today's society? Why are we having these children not listening? We're going to get to that tonight. Not about listening, but about some of the things about the generation. And I'm going to give you some information. And I suggest when you get this information, just don't take it and put it on the mantle. Look it over, get scriptures. I will give out some scriptures tonight, but you go and find some scriptures. I want you to know that Google does not have all the answers. Okay, Google has changed. So you have to get in touch with some, I would say, supernatural ministers, because a natural minister, it ain't gonna make no sense. You want to have somebody who have insight. You want to have somebody who can see when you talk to them, you're getting information from the Spirit. You don't need to hear nobody on their head knowledge. You need information from the Holy Spirit. That means you need an anointed person who you can talk to. I'm not telling you that you're not going to talk to everybody. I'm not saying that. That's a lie. I didn't say that. But what I'm saying, we're not really running for our lives, right? We're not running for our lives. There's no running for no life here. We are standing and we are trusting in the word of God, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes, what? By the word of God. When you read Romans 10, 17. Somebody must be hearing this, because you know what? My whole spectrum of studying has messed up. I'm a woman of the spirit. So therefore, I minister by the spirit. Okay. So this is making somebody happy. All right. Okay. Romans 10, 17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you need your breakthrough, you have to go to the word of God. When you need your breakthrough, you have to go sit at the feet of the altar of Jesus Christ on the earth. Well, some people can be transported. That's another thing. We're not going to get into that, because people say, oh my God, it's spooky. No, it's not spooky. We are a spirit. We are a spirit. Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit in Genesis, they were communicating together when they were creating you, our mankind, because I come from the mankind places. This is where I'm from. I am a mankind. I am human being. So when God said to himself, he created this beautiful place on earth, right? He said, you know what? We are going to create man. Read Genesis for yourself. You read it. Go check it out with it. He said, I'm just telling you, I'm paraphrasing it, okay? Because I don't have the Bible open up to that. I'm just saying it to you by what I know. He said, I'm going to create man into my own image and likeness. Okay. What was he talking about? What's his image and what is his likeness? That means his image. He said, he is a spirit, and those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So that means, he said, okay, man is going to be manifested out of us gonna come in. I'm gonna grow into man's nostril, and they're gonna become life. They're gonna come alive. They're gonna speak, they're gonna talk, they're gonna communicate with us. Man is going to communicate with us. So when I come down at the cool of the day, and when I start saying, Man, in other words, Adam, where are you? Because the Father God is looking for intimacy. That's what he was looking for from Adam. Now the intimacy connection got broken off when sin comes into the spectrum. So when sin comes in, every single thing get to come apart. Oh my God. So there go the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now come all three in one, come looking for Adam, looking for man. And he's saying, Adam, where are you? And Adam went and hid himself. How does Adam know that he don't have on any clothes and he need to go get some clothes to put on? Because he was separated from God. So now we are seeing that sin is a separator. That simply means it is a separation from the God of our Father God. So now, thank you, Father. Life in the Word, Dries Meyers always said. I remember when that lady used to say there was life in the Word. I'm like, oh, okay, what you mean? Now I found out in John 6:63, there is life. You could also say there is supernatural life in the word. Yes. Yes. I love the supernatural. I love to hear from God. I love to talk to Jesus. I love to communicate with him. There's certain times I would sit and Jesus will come and talk. Hey, everybody is different. Every single person is different. I'm not going to tell you how he's going to talk to you. And I'm not going to tell you how he's going to come visit you. But he knows me and I know him. He know what I like. And let me tell you something again. He is not one of them spooky Jesus they talking about. You can't even talk to him. That's a life in the pit of hell. You can go communicate with him on any level. Because he is, man, you know me. You know my character, that I'm a person that no nonsense. He is no nonsense. You know my character. He's a person that loved to laugh or make noise. Jesus loved to laugh or make noise. That's who Jesus is. Anything that you want Jesus to be in your life, he will be. Just apart from being a sinner, because he does not sin. But anything else, not talking about sin. Anything else, you have your Jesus character, because his character is love. And he wants to love on you. So everybody else come in and tear you down and tell you that you ain't nothing. You ain't going to amount to nothing. You are this and you're that. Jesus said, no. Come on to me. You're heavy burden. You have burden, honey. You have burden. He said, come. Come over here. Let me take your burden. It might be heavy, but if you throw them over on me, my darling, there will be light, because you won't have that load on your back, because I take it on the cross. I took it all for you. So why, my child? Why are you going to worry about things? It didn't go in your favor, so you're not happy and you're going to be locked up. No. Jesus said, trust me. The Holy Spirit say, trust me for the information that I'm getting it, that I'm getting from the connector. Trust me when you go into the blueprint of the manual. Trust me with every fiber of your being. Do you see a dog that need a bone and the bone is over the fence and the dog want it and he can't get eat the dog? I mean, the dog will try everything to get that bone. You don't have to go through that. Because you already have your bone. It just hasn't manifested yet. Oh, Lord, God Almighty. Oh, Lord. If you read Ephesians 1, if you ever read Ephesians 1, oh, let me go. Oh, you know, somebody messing with my message. But you know what, God, I don't know if the Holy Spirit going to tie it in. But hey, it looks like it's going to be tied in. But Galatians 1, Galatians, Ephesians. You know what? We predestined before the foundation of the earth. Before preaching myself happy, okay. Oh, you know, it's not Galatians. I'm sorry, it's Ephesians 1. This is Paul talking to the saints, and he's talking about the redemption of Christ. So, we are redeemed through Christ, we are rescued. He took us out of the miry clay and he put us upon the sand to stay. So now we are being rescued and we're out here. Look at this. We're standing out here looking at the blue water and water that gives peace and tranquility, because now we are rescued. And number 5 said, having predestined unto the adoption of children. Predestined. We predestined. I mean, I'm already at my destination, because this pre, I was dear before I even arrived, because I was predestined. I'm here in Jesus, according to his good pleasure, of his will. And if you go back to Genesis 1, he tells you that everything that he created was very good at the end. Everything was good. And then when it comes down to the end of it, he said, and it was very good. Verse 31 in Genesis 1, and God saw everything that he had made. Remember, not above, he made man. And behold, it was very good. We are in the very good system. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. I just appreciate you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God. I just so thank you, Lord God. I just so thank you, Lord God. You are perfect. I am perfect in you. And I praise your holy name, God Almighty, because I'm accepted, according to verse 6, in your beloved. Lord God, I thank you. I praise your holy name, verse 15. I cease not to give mention, making mention, Lord God, of my prayers. Whoever, Lord God, on the phone and whoever's going to hear it next door, next time. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us, God, the spirit of wisdom. Do you need wisdom how to apply things that you, have or wanting and you get it and you don't know what to do with it and how to use your wisdom to get it? Do you know how to? You know what wisdom is? Wisdom is the ultimate thing. Go read, go check out Proverbs. Go and check out Proverbs. Wisdom is the Proverbs book. And then after you go from Proverbs, then go to Ecclesiastes. Go and check them out. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Making mention of our prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You need something to be revealed to you. Remember we were talking about the different symbols in the Bible when you go to bed and you dream and you start seeing different things and you don't know? It's the Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You got to get up and you got to talk to him. You got to go to bed and talking to him. You got to welcome the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues is just a power gift. And what it does, it's a communicator with you and your daddy. It is power. Okay? But the Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues, all right? Well, that's another subject for another day. So he ceased not to give mention. He talk about wisdom and revelation and knowledge. Why? That our eyes, the eyes of our understanding. We need to understand your word, oh God. We need to understand the Holy Spirit, oh God. We need to understand you, oh God. When I'm going through these things, I need to understand that before the foundation of the earth, it was already taken care of. I need to know, oh my God, that sickness and disease cannot come in and play part in my life. Overeating cannot come in and play part in my life. Disobedience cannot come in and play part in my life. Sadness and destruction and confusion cannot. Worst of all, rejection. I bind the spirit of rejection and I drive it out in the name of Jesus. It is not a part of my life. I don't inherit any kind of rejection from Jesus. When the blood of Jesus cover me. Oh, glory to God. I call it out and I say, come out, up and out in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I am standing on the word of God. And the word of God said, I live. Mm-hmm. And because I live, I have life and I have it more abundantly. The word of God declared that, oh my God, it says, the generation of the righteous is blessed. Oh, let me go see it here. Psalms 112. I hope it's right. Verse 2. Let me see. Let me find it. Must man, you're not cursed. You're blessed. Let me find Psalms 112. Oh, that's right. Oh, the seed shall be my. Oh, your seed shall be mighty. Your seed shall. You need to hold on to the scripture tonight. Father, I said, Father, I thank you that my seed shall be mighty. What does mighty mean? Mighty mean power. Mighty mean strength. Mighty mean it's going over and not under. Mighty mean that everywhere I go, my seed possess. Mighty, 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 strong, vitality, vigor, strength, my seed of all of that. Go and Google the word mighty. I'm just saying off my head. I'm just saying it. You take it upon yourself and says upon the earth. He didn't say when you go to heaven. It says on the earth. That means now my seed is mighty. My seed is mighty. My seed is not cursed. The generation of the upright. I mean, I'm walking right. I'm doing right. And if I'm wrong, God, forgive me. I ask him to forgive us tonight. Ask him to forgive you tonight. That way you could go boldly to the throne of grace. And you could stand and pull your belly in and say, I'm the righteous, and the righteous shall be blessed. And he says, the wealth of the riches, oh my God, shall be in the house. And righteous endure, oh God, forever. The generation of the righteous. I will praise you, oh God. I will worship you, oh God. Your name is above all names to the earth and to the nations of the world. The heaven declare the glory of God, and I will stand and say you are righteous and you're holy. Oh God, I walk before you. I bind the spirit of fear, oh God Almighty. In the name that is above every name, everything that rise up against me, I will see it run seven ways. Lord, when the enemy comes in like a flood, your word declare that you will raise up a standard. I thank you, O God, at any name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that your glory will shine upon me and it will come to my dwelling. It will come to my generation. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. What is making me tonight? I'll ask myself. I've been like a little sniffles. And I was thinking today in regards to generational curse. There's so much things going on today. And then I started writing some things down. I got so many different things that I start writing down. First of all, before I go into it, our prayer on Monday, I have to go on Tuesday. Our fasting will still be on Wednesday. But I have to do prayer on Tuesday because I have a meeting on Monday. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you're planning, if you're in the Hartford area and you're planning on coming to the meeting on the 29th of July. Oh, I have you to the Hartford meeting 26th. It's supposed to be the 29th. It's the last Saturday. You could verify the date. You need to let me know. I mean, we have, you know, if you guys used to come over there, you'll see we have limited space. And I don't know how many people are coming, but we just need to have an idea. I need to have an idea. So if you could just text me and let me know before that time, even maybe that same week, because today is the 6th. Okay, just let me know. That's how I have an idea. Okay, it'll be good for you to come for the first night that we're going to be there. And we're going to be there again in August and September and October. And like I said, November might be a little bit iffy. Go and bring people in that needs deliverance. People that needs healing. People that needs to be saved. I'm going to talk to admin for them to send out the flyer that we do have. Tell everybody that you come in contact with. If we go over Earth 75 to 80 seats, then I have to talk to Sister Black, and Pastor Black will get some more cheers. And but whatever you do, try to take the day off. Try to take some time off and come. People take time off to go to parties. They take time off to go to, but they won't even take time off to come and sit under the feet of the Holy Spirit and hear, not from man, not from me. Because as you know, when I show up, I don't come with my, no, I want to hear from the Holy Spirit. And I also want you to hear from the Holy Spirit. So you know what I do when I come in? Even if I have preparation, I listen and I move by the Holy Spirit. Because that's what we need. We don't need to hear from men what men have to say. You really want to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, because that's the game changer. He is the one who is going to come in and change everything for you. That's what we need. It is so important. It is so important. As we're looking right now and see Matthew 24 in display, you need to hear from the Holy Spirit. You need to know how to execute in your homes. You need to know. You need to know. So that's why tonight is very, very important. I started looking at the word witchcraft. And I'm like, wow, witchcraft. And then I started finding some words, synonyms that go with witchcraft. Is the practice of magic and evil purpose that causes spells. And under that comes sorcery. Now listen. I don't know about you guys. I don't know about you. But all these things I know about in my country. And what's going on right now in this world, we have to take it back. The enemy comes in and try to distort. He is shaking up things, and the church is asleep. The church is sleeping in their bed. They're not awake. Listen to me. There is magic practicing in the night. These children, mine, are being, oh God, taken over. Witchcraft is in display. They're casting spells, sorcery, black magic, bewitching or fascinating, attraction. They're doing charm. I remember when we were in Enfield, they started out small. They were using the Ouija board. One time, this lady, I think Sonny and Trisha was over there babysitting, and they had to call me to go over to the little girl's house in Enfield. The little girl, I don't remember if Sonny remember that. If you remember that, Sonny, you could chime in. That little girl was doing sorcery. She was using the Ouija board, and she had to call me to come over there. I didn't even know that. She called me. The Ouija board, I call it Ouija board, O-U-I-J, right? The board got up in the ear. Sonny, remember? Right there in Enfield in the 80s, like 88, 80s. Yes, and I went over there and I cast it out and led that girl to the Lord. Am I right, Sonny? Weren't you there? Driving up, the board got up in the basement, in the ceiling. Yes, and it has gotten bigger and better now. Bigger and better. We better wake up. We better wake up all those charms that those kids have on their hand and around their neck and all those shirts that they're wearing and those skull heads. Negromancia. I always really talk about that word. And then I look it up. Skill in using the supernatural. If you read Second Chronicles 33:6. It talks about divination. Second Chronicles 33:6 talk about divination. So while I'm giving out the scriptures, you go check it out. This is what's going on now. 2 Kings 21 verse 6. It is going on right now, witchcraft. Revelation 18:23. Zechariah 10:2. Ezekiel 7 verse 11. The Father does not want to hear these lies that fear them speaking and calling out their Pharaoh went out there and called out his wise people and his sorcerer. They've been doing these things from way back, and now they are doing it in the earth again, and it's gotten worse. We got to wake up. They said witches are mainly women. And they cast spell over on others. This is what's going on in the school system. This is what's going on in our neighborhood. This is what's going on in our government. Our government. Now they're going out and they're taking these young kids, having them into sex slave. They're having them mutilating their bodies. That's what's going on. Wake up. Exodus 8:18. Exodus 7 verse 11. When you come on the line, you should bring your pencil and paper. If you read Isaiah 47 verses 9 to 13, I have here that it's very good. Go and read it. It talks about the wizards and the magicians. It is going, you know what? You got to know how to deal with it. You got to know how to deal with it. You can't lay down and play dead anymore. Samson, the Philistine is upon us. This is not time to play pretty church. It is not going to work. It's not gonna work.
So same thing now, it takes your time to tell Louis. So I'll pack the fire for that two of them, the burner there. Never used to come on good. He used to give trouble and like
what it is. Wait a minute. How come somebody talking? I thought you're supposed to be on mute. I hear everything you're saying. So witches, 1 Samuel 28. Verses 3 to 5. Saul called down these sorcerers. Saul called them. Let me tell you something. We talking about going to church every Sunday. Going to church singing hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hey, let me tell you something. The devil know all about us. Okay? If a fly pitch us, we have a heart attack. If somebody dead in the house, they can't sleep in their bed. Let me tell you something. This is not time to play around. Yes, if we sin, we repent. But you know what? Let me tell you something. It's time to get up and straighten up. Okay? It is a serious time we're living in, baby. I'm going to tell you right now, it's better for somebody to die. My girlfriend died the other day. Oh, my God. I want to cry. I couldn't even cry. Because she's at a better place. Because what's going on right now, the Bible says, look for it. Write it down. Look for it. When a person is born, you need to cry. It's in the Bible. When a person dead, you need to rejoice. We got it backwards. Yes, I know. I'm not being mean. Because when my mama died, I had to cry. I know it's emotional because the person is gone. But you know what? We got to get into the mindset to say, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Some of us is shaking in our boots because we're so scared of dying. So the enemy comes in and use is hitting us all the time. I am not scared of being dead. Trisha, I don't want to hear time I talk about dead. You know what? I don't give a rat's nest like you would say to me. I don't care. All you got to do is have a party. Right now, I am thinking about cremating. I'm going to tell you right now, me, I'm going to talk to Kenneth because it got to be much cheaper. Okay? So y'all better. It's time to go evangelize and let people know that Jesus is coming. The government can't do nothing for us because they are the one who is already turned on us because they're in a rich, they want to get rich. It's all about a rich scheme and we all got caught up in it. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, in other words, if a country love the Lord, I'm paraphrasing it, you have some nice little peace. But if you see what they're doing and going on right now with their intimate schism, you ain't going to have no peace. So you could go all the time and go ahead and vote for them. You're the one that put them up there over your head. So when they come up with their ism and their schism with their gays and their lesbians and their abortion and their this, and you're over there talking trash, Repent. Who don't like it? That's too bad. I am not here to tickle nobody's fingernails. Okay? We got to repent. I have to repent. You got to repent. Jesus is coming. You know what happened? We got blindsided. Blindsided. Mm-hmm. Got caught up and got blindsided. So let me tell you, this witchcraft business is on hand. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And when I look at the word nigromancy, it talks about, so we know we got to go in and we got to pray about all these natural disasters because it got something to do with it too. You remember about the occult? The occult, the spells, the voodoos, the witchcraft. And there's another thing before the time is up, because we're not finished with this yet. I was looking and I went on Google to check some stuff out. You remember when we used to say open sesame? Hey, open sesame. Do you know? If you ever go and check it out, we got played by Disney. We brought all the things in our house. Let me get back now to Sesame Street. Okay, yes, sir. Open Sesame. Something that always worked to bring about a desired result. Magical command used by Alibaba to open the door of the robber's den in the story of Alibaba and the 40 thieves. You remember that? They sneaking in on us. We got to be very careful what we're bringing in our house, who we are entertaining. We don't got hooked up with Disney and didn't even know it. You could go. You want me to say anything? Because I got a whole list of it. All these characters. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was like, I didn't even know this. I almost flipped. I said, when you look at the Google here, you see all the characters of Open Sesame. They're right up there sitting down saying, hello. All these times. I remember when we were younger coming up, we were looking bewitched. We never even know it was a bit. Yes. And the lady took her toes and door open to her toes. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Father God, we repent. We repent. Lord God Almighty, wash us, clean us. Father, we didn't know no better. We didn't know, but now that we know. Black heart. Talk about black heart. The black heart. Spiritual possession. African. We from Africa. Magical. I'm gonna tell Lord Jesus, all those voodoos. I learned something when I was doing this, looking it over. That Sesame Street thing. open sesame. My God. We denounce that from our family. We denounce it out of our home. We denounce it out of our children. We denounce Sesame Street out of our house. We denounce it. We denounce it. We denounce it out of our family. Father, we didn't know what we were doing. We don't want it in our house. We will denounce it. We denounce Alibaba. We denounce it, Jesus. Oh, my God. We denounce evil eye. Oh, my God. We denounce fear because fear is torment. Oh, my God. We denounce fortune telling. My God, we go to the fortune teller. That's the opposite of a prophetic person. It's the opposite. They're trying to mimic God. Guru, Lord Jesus. Lord of mercy, those heavy metal music. Those are generated from witchcraft and the occult. Horror movie. Get the horror movie out of your house. All those demonic movies, get them out. The one that brings fear to the poor little kids, them in there. Get that out of your house. We brought it in. We brought it in. Parents have to listen. Get it out. Don't let them put that thing in the children's spirit. Get it out. Those Indian witchcraft, get them out of your house. Bind the spirit of Jezebel. Sexual sin, bind it up in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, the Father had me talking about Jezebel in our prayer today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, that sexual sin of Jezebel, bind it and loose him and drive him out of the house. My God, with spirit of rebellion. Rebellion is like witchcraft. God, I repent. All satanic worship. Worship Satan. It is witchcraft. They have it in Boston right now. I used to live in Springfield, up there right next to one of those places, Exit 9. I forgot what they call it. Over there, they said, I forgot the name of it. That's where Trisha got married, over there, over that location. I don't remember the name right now. But that's the heaven over there for witches. Tarot cards. I'm going to walk over with tarot cards and over there with the cards. I'm reading those cards. And people are read your hand middle. That's witchcraft. Tea leaves, witchcraft. You have anything in your house with that? Get it out of your house. Get out all the buckle and want to eat that drink. With a champagne, with a thing in him. Cola champagne and appetite sprinkle. Get it out. It is attracting spirits. Lord Jesus of mercy, God. Spirit guide. I'm looking at this word, spirit guide. Demonic spirit. If you go to bed in your dream and you see all them serpents in your dream, bind it up and cast it out. It's a spell. Bind it up and cast it out. Drive out that spirit. Drive it out of your house. 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 Don't entertain it. Drive it out. This demon, it's a spirit of witchcraft. Come to me, witch. Oh my God, you have Pokemon in your house? What are you doing, Pokemon in your house? Now bring no Pokemon in your house. Don't bring no Pokemon in your house. I got a family member. They will tell you. My sister-in-law, she'll tell you. My little nephew, I think he has some stuff in the house, and my sister-in-law didn't know that. But the Spirit of God revealed it to us. When she looked, it was right there. Yes, sir. My little nephew, you know, doing great. You have to be careful what you're bringing at your house. You can't entertain every garbage in your house. You have to know what the kids are watching in your house. You got to know what's under their bed in your house. You don't want no door closed in your house. You got to bend the tree while it's young. You can't wait until it get out of hand. You're going to try to bend it. No. They don't pay no rent. Take authority over your house. You and your husband got to get in line. Husband and wife got to get in line. Be on one accord. Demon in your house. Drive it out. Drive it out. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and stand up at the front door. Ask him to come and stand at the front door. Ask him to come and stand at the back. Send the angels down on top of your roof, in your car, in your house, in your bathroom, your kitchen, your basement, if you have one. Wherever you are located, saturated with armed angels around your house, take authority over your house. Have the armed angels, them armed and dangerous by your property. Anything that you own is your property. It does not necessarily mean your house. Your property means your possession. If it's your money, arm your money. If it's your body, arm your body. Your family member, arm your family member. Your generation, you arm your generation. You stand in the gap for yourself or your people. Whatever you have to do, do not let the devil come in your house and raise havoc. When he comes, he just not come to come and sit down and play around. He comes to take over. And you got to let him know that he ain't in charge of nothing over here. He not in charge. He not in charge. You got to let him know that you are the one that's in charge. You got to let him, you got to remind him that, you know what? Jesus died. I may have life and I have it more abundantly. Oh, you are kicked out of heaven. I can go into heaven and talk to Jesus any given day. Because I'm sitting heavenly places with Jesus, you got kicked out. You got kicked out. Find the scripture and show it to him. One of them is in Revelation. Find him. Get acquainted with them. Talk to him. In the name of Jesus. What about it? How are you going to execute? Are you going to just lay down and play dead? Or are you going to get up and say, enough is enough? And you're going to say, back off. And you're going to say, the enemy have no power and no authority over you. Are you going to say this? Or are you just going to let him come in and have a field day on your watch? Kick him off your campus. In the college setting today, they get kicked off a campus if you're not right in their order. You cannot go over there if you're not in the order that they are ordering on their campus. Let it be the same for you. Don't come over here, enemy. You come over here, you're going to get run over. Stand in the gap for your family and your generation. Stand. And when you're standing, start worshiping him. Because you got to get into a position where you know that, you know what? I'm in a position now where I know that I got all things through him. I'm in a position now that I know that in him I move and I have my being. I'm in a position now that I know that the enemy has no power and no authority over me. I'm in a position now that I know that I'm the righteousness in Christ. You got to preach yourself happy. You got to see these things running after you, overshadowing you, and overtaking you. You got to see yourself that you have the mind of Christ. You got to see yourself above and not beneath. You got to see yourself going over and not under. You got to see yourself always abounding and abiding to every good works. Because why? you were created very good. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, you got to stand. You got to stand up. You got to stand up. You got to stand up. You got to stand. You just got to stand. Got to stand tonight. Got to stand. You got to stand tonight. You got to be your day star in Jesus. He is your King of Kings. He is your Lord of Lords. He is the conquering. I see the fire of God. I see the fire of God saturating the place. Saturating the place. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and dwell. I want to say good night. Thank you for being on the call. We'll talk again on Tuesday. And we'll have prayer on Wednesday. Now, if you're not a part of or fasting on Wednesdays and you want to be a part, just send me a text. Sometimes I do send out information if I felt led by the Spirit. The ones that's on there, and if I do send something to someone, I just don't send it randomly. I just send it because I just felt like in my heart that the Spirit of God wanted that person to get it, and I just do it by the Spirit. God is good. He is great. He's merciful. He is awesome. What a mighty God we serve. In Him we move, we have our being. Certainly there is no other God beside Him. May God bless you. Like I said, when I speak in the Spirit, the Spirit of God, I am building up myself in Him. Let's lift our hands and let's pray. Before we exit tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bow before you right now, Almighty God. And I thank you for your presence in this place. I thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit that comes in now to change the atmosphere. I thank you for your holy presence, Almighty God. I thank you, Father, that you are opening the windows of heaven. And you come in supernaturally and you are pouring out blessings that we don't even have room enough to receive it. Father, I thank you. Father, I praise you. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly. Heaven comes down. Let your glory now fill our souls. In the name that is above, every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. May His face shine upon you. May His peace rest upon you. Every single thing that you need, you take it from Him and through Him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hey, have a great night. Have a great night.